Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Psalm chapter 93, verses 3 and 4. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their roaring. Mightier than the thunders of many waters, mightier than the waves of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. I love these two verses. So as a reminder, we are praying specifically for different people and situations involved in this coronavirus pandemic right now around the world. As people are sending in prayer requests at radical.net/prayer requests, we invite you to send in specific ways. We're going to be praying for you each day, taking God's word and just letting it lead us to pray for one another. And there have been numerous prayer requests sent in by people who are either pregnant moms or others who know someone who is pregnant, who is about to have a baby and has all kinds of concerns during this time. I'll read some of them. Heather says, I'm due with my fourth child in the next couple of weeks. I'm fighting against fear surrounding the idea of having a baby at the hospital, possibly alone, and all the unknowns after that. Mary says, please pray for my son, Aaron, and daughter-in-law, Jamie, who are due this week to have their baby. Pray for their protection, peace, ultimately salvation. Shane says, my wife, Mimi, is 37 weeks pregnant and is very nervous about the hospitals being overwhelmed in the next couple of weeks here in Virginia. So please pray for her health and all of us around her, me and four boys, as well as obviously the birth of our next child. And then Linda says, my daughter-in-law is pregnant, due anytime, as well as my pastor's wife. She's being induced on Saturday. So numerous people in this kind of circumstance, and it's a powerful picture. It's why Psalm 93, verse 3 and 4 comes to my mind. So it's a powerful picture when we are surrounded by stories of sickness and death, to be reminded that God is still the author of life, that He is bringing people to life every day. He's bringing babies who for months He has been forming them in their mother's wombs. He is bringing them into the world day by day by day. And that's why Psalm 93, verse 3 and 4 comes to mind, because the psalm is talking about how floodwaters are roaring. And so the picture, just imagine the ocean waves that are just in a torrential fashion, roaring, the wind and the waves beating down. And then verse 4 says, but mightier than that, mightier than thunders of many waters, mightier than the waves of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. So yes, we may be surrounded by sickness, by death, and even that which seems to be out of control. But don't forget during these days that the Lord on high is mighty. He is mightier. That the author of life is mightier. That the author of life is mighty over death. Ultimately illustrated in the gospel, where we see Jesus die on a cross for our sins and 3 days later rise again. So God, we praise you based on Psalm 93 as the one who is mightier. Mightier than anything in this world, mightier than anyone. You, O Lord on high, you are all mighty. All might and all power belong to you. We praise you for how every day right now you are showing your power over death. We praise you for how every day right now you are showing your power in bringing children to life and boys and girls that you've been forming together in their mother's womb, bringing that pregnancy to full term in a way that resounds to your glory. And so God, we pray. We pray for Heather. We pray for Jamie. We pray for Mimi. We pray for Linda's daughter-in-law and others who may be listening right now, or others who may be coming to our mind right now, this pastor's wife who Linda mentioned. God, for each woman right now who is preparing to have a baby, God, we pray that you would indeed calm their fears and grant them peace that is only found in your might. Your power that is only found in your might, in your power, in your protection, in your provision. Oh God, when it seems like the waves and the storms are out of control around them and there are all kinds of challenges that are unique during these days, may each of these women know, may their husbands know, may their family members know, may it be clear to all that you are mightier. You are the Lord of hosts. And God, we pray, even more than just on a physical level and women giving birth, God, we pray that you would give new birth, new life to people during these days, God, that you would show amidst a world of sickness and death the power of the gospel, your might to save sinners for all of eternity. God, we praise you as the author of physical life, as the author of spiritual, eternal life. And we rest in you because you are indeed mightier than the thunders of many waters, mightier than the waves of the sea. You are mightier than viruses. You are mightier than sickness. You are mightier than death. You are the Lord on high, and you are almighty, and we worship you. In Jesus' name, amen.